Plumbers become super plumbers, installing a super quick water dispenser. Superquick.com.au.
Hey, good morning. It was all about the colonoscopy club today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, here's the thing. Mardo did it and they did find some stuff. And yes, it was only polyps, but thank God they got rid of them. And that's why we're asking people to do it.
Polyps are the precursor to bowel cancer. So he has done himself a massive favour. Who knows how it would have ended for him and for three other men too. We're looking after men's health.
Don't you wish that probably rich Uncle Mal is hoping that Tony Abbott would go and have a colonoscopy about now?
If
go
rich
on,
Uncle Mal had a colonoscopy, they'd find Tony Abbott in there.
The band Rich Uncle Mal was on the show today and you had a shocker on the weekend, Moon. You went somewhere you didn't want to go.
Oh, the 78-story treehouse, a children's classic on stage.
Not.
Yeah, no, we'll hear your displeasure very soon. Enjoy the catch-up. We'll see you tomorrow on Brisbane's Triple M.
Right now we're talking about the Colonoscopy Club. This happened rather organically a couple of weeks ago because, Moon, you had a Monday off to go and have a colonoscopy.
Yes, my brother was diagnosed with polyps some years ago, and so all first-degree relatives, be it mother or father, brother or sister or son or daughter, need to go and get checked, and the last time I got checked was 8 years ago, so I went along again and had the all clear. And this sparked something in Marto's life because he had been avoiding Robin.
For 5 years. So family history as well. But his son Harry and his wife Kath both heard us talking about it and actually said to him, now is the time. And in true typical bloke fashion, when you're a little bit unsure about something, either you're going to ignore it or you want other blokes to do it with you. So we have created the Colonoscopy Club. And as well as Marto going in for
like
a procedure today, we have Jeff from Russell, Cole from Mango Hill and Jono from Logan, but our good mate Mardo is sitting in an Uber as we speak, having cleansed his body and is on his way to get the procedure. How you feeling, Mardo?
Did you say big breakfast before? I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten for 24 hours the first time in my whole life. Empty.
We've been hearing updates. You sent an email at 1:30 this morning saying that you were still embracing the toilet bowl. How's the cleanse been going?
Yeah, I know it's not what anyone wants to talk about first thing on a Monday. I'm fully empty, all right? I'm feeling completely empty, but I've resolved myself. I've gone, righto, better to feel like this and to go through all this. The prep's a hard thing, Moon. You're aware of that. It's the easy thing's about to happen now. I'm about to pull up at the doctors. Mate, better than undetected cancer.
Yes, I think it's a much better thing. You are also about to have just a sweet little nine-nine too for about 45 minutes while they put a camera in you to have a look around. So that's the upside. You get some sweet drugs.
Yeah, hold on, mate. Let's not focus on those sort of things. Hold on, mate. I'm just hopping out of the Uber.
Oh, okay. Good idea.
Careful.
Neil.
Careful. Take tiny steps.
Neil 62 easy. Mate, I've got the toweling shorts on just in case.
I bet you have. How sympathetic has Kath been, Mardo?
Oh, not at all. Robin, she spent yesterday, because she knows how much I love food, because I've been down in Canberra doing rugby. I got home so I hadn't eaten, la, la, la. She just loved talking to her mate and her family about Greg and how angry he's getting without food. And then when I started going on the toilet, she just was laughing her head off. So getting a lot of support. It's been tremendous.
But this is a legitimate thing. You're just about to meet Jeff, Cole and Jono, who are all part of the Colonoscopy Club. Are you sorted? You know what you have to do? You're ready for this?
Oh, mate, it's fairly intricate, the preparation. Like, now I'm in the hands of the experts. Previously, I've just been at home with lots of toilet paper on hand, so the hard bit's gone. Yeah, it's just the right thing, but it's a little bit scary. I don't know. I'm doing the right thing, but I don't want to know what's in there. I've eaten a lot of red meat in my life, so that's, I'm having those concerns.
Is that what you've been thinking about in your own private thoughts? You're going, hang on, look what I've done to my body over the last however long.
Yes, and whatever you think I've done to it, I've done a lot worse. I reckon. Whatever you calculate, add a little bit.
So, what have you done?
Well, Mardo,
and then I think, hold on, if Moon got through it all right, it should be okay.
That, yeah, they'll find it, you know, an eye belonging to an old teddy of yours and a Rissole from 1974. So we are just waiting to hear from the big man as he emerges from his slumber. But right now, we are also about to speak to Cole from Bald Hills. Yeah. Cole, you are one of the four who are part of the Colonoscopy Club. I can't get it out this morning. Good morning, Cole.
How are you?
Yeah, you haven't gone in yet, have you, Cole?
No, my appointment's just after lunch. I think it's after 12.
Okay, how'd the weekend go?
Yeah, it was good. It was nothing out of the ordinary. It was about 4 o'clock last night that I started to take all the preparation stuff for it, and it didn't really have any effect until probably, I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock, and then I've been sort of riding the porcelain bus since then.
Now, Cole, you're interesting because we had a chat to your wife, Jackie, and she was really worried. She's been trying to push you to do this for a long while because of her family history and losing her dad to bowel cancer. Is this a big thing for you right now?
Yeah, it is. It's something I've got. Should have got down to probably a bit sooner than I have, but it's all sort of clicking into gear now and going ahead, so it's a good thing. It's a little bit of inconvenience that could, you know, prevent a suffering for a family at the end of it. But yeah, just watching what Doug went through, my wife's father, it's not something you want to put your family through, let alone yourself. So it's always good to get on the front foot.
Mm. And you are going to come out of this today and you'll have a result, you know, one way or the other. You know, they might find something, Cole, but if they do, you'll be able to get it treated. So that's the great thing about knowing.
Definitely.
Good luck, Cole. Good luck this afternoon. We are waiting, so keep listening because we are waiting for Marto, and when he comes out of the twilight surgery, we will have a chat to him.
No worries, I will do.
And the best news is, Cole, you can eat again after the procedure. You sound like a man that is a little bit hungry. So that's exciting for you, Cole.
Last night, but they said they'll have some sandwiches prepared for me when I wake up. So.
What is it about you blokes when you're told you can't eat, you immediately feel like Armageddon is coming and you're going to be starved forever? And he's now in recovery. Hello, Marto.
Hello. I've just walked outside. My mum's picked me up because my wife, despite bagging me all weekend, said, oh, work's more important than your backside. So I'm actually all right. I'm probably a bit vague, am I? I don't know.
No, you're sounding fine.
Allowing me to go home. Hey, a few polyps, Moon. What was your polyp tally?
Zero.
Oh, Jesus, I had five, I think. Wow. A lifetime of eating red meat.
What does that mean? Okay, what does a polyp mean?
They're the little ones, but not all of them, but 20% of them, I think, can become bowel cancer. So that's what they're looking for, and then they lasso them or something, rather than do them while they're up there.
Yeah, they lasso them with surgical string, and they just pop them off, but they become the cancers that become, you know, bowel cancer.
If you left them, if I just defiantly didn't go for a while, 20%, so therefore there's every chance one of them would have become bowel cancer.
Thank God you went, Marto.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm hungry. That's my short-term thoughts are really with food right now.
But that is a great result, Marto. They discovered some polyps and they've been removed. And did he say all five have been removed or do you have to go back?
No, all five. One of them was a biggie too, so I don't know what that means. You know, I don't know whether it's like fishing, whether, you know, you bag a big one and a few little ones. I'm not really sure. But she seemed, the doctor was, you know, the doctor we talked to the other day, Rebecca Ryan, she was a champion.
And she did did she?
She did it and she has a quick chat. They are so full on. They're just people are coming and going. It's really, it's popular, but not as popular as it should be because blokes should have it all done. That's what today was all about.
Well, that's the thing. You've now gone through the entire process. You have found some polyps. They've been removed. They don't want to see you again, Marto?
Oh, yeah. They said with that, as soon as you hit five, they'll want to see me in another year or so. So, which is good. At least I know, because otherwise I would have buried my head in the sand like I always do and gone, oh, I feel all right. And it's not about feeling all right with bowel cancer. It's about checking it out. So, I'll have to go again in a year just to make sure. So, that's all right.
Well, that's tremendous, and we're glad you discovered that because the Big Breakfast with Robin and the Moon Man just doesn't have the same ring to it.
It wasn't cutting it, Marto. We kind of missed you.
Big Breakfast.
So just quickly, as a finale, having gone through this entire process, how would you rate it? Like, is it something that is not that tough to do?
Oh, all it is, it's the discipline of what happened yesterday, going 24 hours without food, drinking all this stuff and going to the toilet a few times. What just happened in there at Montserrat was magnificent. I walked in there at 6:30. I walked out of there. I've just walked out of there 5 minutes ago. And them saying, nah, you're right, bowel cancer wise. We come back and see us. And I've actually had a camera up my date, so they now know what's up there.
I'm not sure we all needed to know that. I wish in Kath had come and got you. She could have asked for anything and you reckon you would have said yes?
Oh, mate, I've never seen a performance like that one, putting work above her husband's health. Incredible.
Go, Kath!
It must feel good to have that peace of mind, Marto.
Yeah, mate, it is good. I hope the other boys, they went in after me, didn't they?
This is true, yeah. Jeff from Brassel still to come, Cole from Mango Hill, Jono from Logan, they are part of your colonoscopy.
Yeah,
club.
I just saw Cole, I think it was Cole on the way through, gave him the thumbs up through the... we're all a bit out of it.
No, I know, we had a chat to Cole, Marto, he sounded very hungry.
He sounded so hungry.
Oh, that's great, mate. Man, we're so glad. Yeah. That's a bit more serious than I thought. Things are going to go, to be quite honest. So.
Do you look like you need one, Brendo, I think?
I'm 27, mate. I'm all good. Actually, no, that's never the case. You're right.
I don't need it yet.
Congratulations, man.
See you in the morning, everyone. See did we talk about Lil Wayne this morning?
Yes, we did. We missed you because you would have gone absolutely nuts.
Oh, I love bagging Wayne, Bennett. Oh, have we got time to talk about Lil Wayne and Big Wayne tomorrow?
Yeah, why not? Just for you.
Lil Wayne and Big Wayne.
Did we talk about the Malawi women giving it to the Kiwis?
No, we missed that one.
Did you know that? Like, if netball is so important to the Kiwis. So you're telling me you didn't take the mickey out of Kiwis all morning for Malawi beating them? Come on. Oh. Let's switch Marta, on tomorrow.
Marta, you're rambling now.
Really? Go eat something, buddy.
See you tomorrow.
It's 8:58 on Brisbane's Triple M, and that is all thanks to Montserrat Day Hospitals. With more specialists in more locations, Montserrat delivers quality health care locally.
But today being Monday and the news polls being out and it not being great news for our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, we have our very own Rich Uncle Mal on the line. Hello, sir.
Good morning to you, Robin. Hello to you, Moonman. Of course, to Marto, looking after himself, having a deep look inside for men's health. Good on you. Keep going. I encourage all men to go out there, get their prostate checked, have their bowel looked at, and to exercise more. Good on you, chaps.
Okay, well, let's discuss the 30th negative news poll out today, Prime Minister.
Well, on the weekend, Robin, I went for a lovely row on Sydney Harbour in my kayak. I had my hat on, and it's a new kayak that I got for Christmas off my beautiful wife, Luce. Good on you, Luce, if you're listening. And and after that, I'm into the slow food movement.
Okay.
So I've got myself a little smoker, and we got a nice pork butt and put it in there and had it with a sangiovese.
That's fantastic.
Beautifully.
Can we please talk about the news poll?
You know, I also went to a match of football. I love football. I love sports. First game of the Shoot Shield, East versus West Harbour Pirates at Woollahra Oval. I was down there with Alex King and some other people from the eastern suburbs. It's a terrific community.
Okay, Mel, are you worried about Tony Abbott? Can we go about it this way?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I just got a little emotional. Tony Abbott, I'd never heard of him. I'm kidding. No, Tony at the moment, of course, is on the poly pedal, the push bike. He's out there in his lycra rubbing himself on the seat. I just hope that Tony gets hit by a truck. So if you're out there and you're driving a heavy B double or whatever they call them, and you see Tony, just run him over for me, will you?
That's it. That's all we've
got. I'm disillusioned, Robin. I don't know what to do. I'm sick of people mentioning the news poll. Bye now. I've got to go, mate.
Bye now.
Brisbane's trip. Yeah, no. Bye.
Last week I was greeted with the news on Saturday. We're going to a show with Maggie. I went, are we? We're going to a theatre show for a kid. Great. What a way to spend a Saturday. And so I, of course, want to hang out with Lou, my wife, and Maggie, my five-year-old. And so I went along to the 72-story treehouse.
Oh, Andy Griffiths.
Andy Griffiths, the man that wrote The Day My Bum Went Psycho. Very big on the kids' book front. And so went along to the playhouse, and a bunch of kids were in there with their parents. What I really loved was I watched the audience, and that audience as an amorphous body did not stop wriggling for the whole show, like kids standing up and sitting down at different times or just running around doing stuff. The show was, you know, your standard kind of kids show. Lots of colour and movement, lots of different storylines, you know, spy cows, a movie director making a movie about the 72-story treehouse, this and that happened.
Because Andy adds 13 stories every year, so it's all random stuff that happens. So if he's putting that on the stage, then it's all these random stories. Did Maggie like it?
Maggie liked it until close to the end, and she just turned to us and said, "Do you guys want to go? I've had enough." And and I think a few children were asking that, because I reckon the attention span for, you know, most kids is probably 45 minutes at max, and it wound up at about 50 minutes. But I just, in the end, I was like, oh, children's stories.
They're just rubbish. Until you've gone to a – have you been to a Wiggles or a High Five?
Oh, yes. My eldest is 18, Robin, the same as your eldest. So I've done High Five.
Everybody, I've done Wiggles. Clap.
Oh.
Oh, everybody no. Sing. Do you know what's worse? Is I still
mashed potato, mashed potato, a mashed potato, mashed potato.
Actually, the Wiggles have been on in Brisbane yesterday and today, and they're, if you want tickets, they're in Toowoomba. Anyway.
Have you got a big red car?
No, I don't. On purpose.
Have you got a friend called Jeff?
No, and he doesn't fall asleep.
Have you been dragged along, and it's school holidays now, so there's a lot of parents out there feeling my pain, being dragged along to children's entertainments. Give us a call. Tell us, what's the worst and most tedious children's entertainment you've had to suffer? Because sometimes it's clowns. The circus. Dave, you're out at the airport. What are you doing out there today?
Building a new runway, loading out Moxies.
Now, that is something I would like to watch. But what did you have to go along to with your child?
Mate, when my boy was 10, he wanted to go and see the Pokemon movie. It went for over 2 hours and was the most boring, horrible movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Did he enjoy it, though, Dave?
Oh, he loved it. I kept walking out. mate, I want to say hello to the boys, Eddie.
Oh, okay. Hi, fellas, at the airport.
To my Moxie operators, go faster!
Go okay. Faster.
Go faster. Okay, Robin got very scared then. She didn't think you said faster.
Go faster.
Guys,
good.
Have a good day.
Right, no worries. On you,
Dave. Thanks for wrapping us up, Dave. Big breakfast, Triple M.
Go, Dave!
Okay, so I have been talking this morning about being a massive advocate for the Comm Games, and I spent 12 hours looking at 3 events with my kids and just loved every minute of it. And when I haven't been down there enjoying it, I've been watching it on the telly.
So it's a success from the Robin Bailey desk.
Oh, and big I would ticks. Suggest anyone who wants to go. There are still about 90,000 tickets left, and it's well worth the trip. But when I haven't been down there, I've been watching it on the telly, and there was something that happened on Saturday night that really caught my interest. And knowing that you have siblings and those siblings have big personalities, Moon, I thought I would ask you this. So we've got the 50 metres freestyle event in the swimming, and the Campbell sisters, they're calling this their kind of redemption games after what happened to them in Rio. And there was big question marks as whether Kate, the eldest, and Bronte would come back and they'd come out of retirement. And if they did well here, then they would go on to the next Olympics. But the thing you've got to understand about the Campbell sisters is that Kate, the eldest one, always wins.
Oh,
and
that's hard.
Bronte, her younger sister, when it comes to the competition medal, she's the gold and Bronte's the silver. And no matter how many times you've seen these women swim, there's never seemed to be any issue between them. You know, Kate, they start with Bronte, they ask a couple of questions and the camera will shift to Kate and everyone kind of, you know, basks in her glory. But on Saturday night, after the 50-metre freestyle, there was one small quip when the Channel 7 commentator said, "You girls must be getting used to this. To which Bronte said, the younger of the sister who always gets silver, yes, but it would be nice if the order changed once in a while.
Just, well, you've got to wear it when your sister comes ahead of you every time. And, you know, it's common in sport, in football clubs. There's, you know, if there's brothers there, there's always one that's lauded and one that is the runner-up. Our own Matty Johns talks about how his brother Joey is the one that is, you know, championed, and he kind of lived in his shadow a little bit.
But what about in life? Like, you know, because we've all, most of us, if we have siblings, there's always things that, you know, your brother or your sister are better or worse at than you are. And you're one of three boys.
I'm one of three boys. So Stephen, my next oldest brother, is he's very charismatic. He's got twinkly blue eyes, and he always did very well with the women. Now, we don't look dissimilar, and so often I would go to the Middle Hotel in Ferntree Gully on a Thursday night, and good-looking women would make their way towards me, waving, going, "Hi, Steve," and then they would get close enough to go, "Oh."
It's Lawrence.
Not Steve.
Did you ever pick up any regardless?
It's like, I'm not Steve, but girls, come back. Oh, they want Steve. So, yeah.
What about your eldest brother then?
I think he did okay too. I think I'm the ugly one in the
family. You're the outlier, yeah.
What about you, Brenda? Because you've got an older brother.
Yeah, and when I was young, because he's 4 years younger than me, so we used to play
younger,
a lot of backyard footy, and obviously I'd win all the time, but then he started to get to the age where he was actually quite talented at that sort of stuff, and we stopped playing almost immediately.
Because you went, "I'm not playing anymore."
Yeah, what he's better at me at, I just accept, and I don't challenge him. So yeah. Bronte should just quit. Yeah, what a...
Bronte, you come and... Unless you love bronze and silver, Bronte.
Someone who does have a sibling and we know nothing about it would be Russell Crowe.
Yeah, g'day, folks. Thanks for that, Brendo.
No,
I've got a brother. I punched a living suitcase out of him in the streets of Coff Harbour a few years ago, but I'd really want to talk about my divorce auction on the weekend.
How'd you go? $3.7 million.
Robin, it was my birthday too on Saturday.
Sorry, happy April birthday, 7th. Russ.
Yeah, thanks. I'm 54. I sound 84. But, no, the auction went really well. We got $3.7 million worth. I've got to split it with Danielle. Wow. And but, you know, some of the items were just, you know, amazing. My romper stomper boots, they sold for... what was it, $10,000?
Yeah, I know. Who would want secondhand romper stomper? But actually, one of the museums bought those, which I guess would go in an Australian filmography.
I thought it was a skinhead.
Because they have $10,000 for a pair of boots.
There's some rich skinheads out there, Robin. Don't, okay, don't pigeonhole them all.
Sorry.
Well, they're not spending a lot on their hair, are they?
No, they're not. So what else did you get?
I buy a part with 125 grand for my cuirass worn in
Gladiator.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, thanks.
No, you're right.
You know, the
chariot. Chariot went for 65 grand, so
wow.
It's been great stuff. Yeah, it's terrific. Can you give me another light there, Brenda?
Oh, sorry.
Yep.
So what's going to happen? Are you splitting it with Danielle? I mean,
yeah,
it's not like you need the money. You're worth about $21 million, so I read.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to, you know, give a bit to the Rabbitohs and spend the rest on smokes. Anyway, gotta go, guys. Thanks a lot. Yeah, Triple M rocks.
See you, Rusty.
Yeah.
Breakfast on Triple M.
The Gladiator.
Plumbers become super plumbers, installing a super quick water dispenser. Superquick.com.au.